Praise the Lord that we had a great team worship today.
186,
we should all know the song well.
How marvelous, how wonderful.
How marvelous and how wonderful. Before Jesus the Nazarene, I stand and I was amazed.
我们再讲下去，我们得讲到要来不及了。我们读几书圣经
，Bibles today，
罗马书12章
，Romans chapter 12，
1-2节
，1-2，
翻到没有？翻到了，一起来读。
To present your body as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual servant of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
3-8.
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of yourself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have some judgment, as God has allotted to each in measure of faith. For just as we are many members in one body and have the members do not have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the prophetization of his faith. If servant, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives, with liberty. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
9-16.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Persevering in tribulation. Devoted to prayer. Contributing to the needs of the saints. Practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another, do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Verse 20. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Chapter 12 of Romans is an important chapter. Romans 6, chapter 8, and chapter 12 are important chapters. Chapter 12, we talk about the members and his service.
保罗，这个地方是非常重要的。This
is why it's important.
在讲到身体侍奉以前,
he talked about the service first.
先讲到奉献。First,
he talked about offering.
在罗马书一共两次提到奉献的真理。In
the book of Romans, told two times to talk about offering.
六章提了一次。In
chapter 6, the first time.
12章又提一次,
chapter 12 again.
6章说到献上肢体,
chapter 6 talk about to present your members.
12章说到献上身体,
and in chapter 12 it says present your body.
两章的意义完全不一样,
very great difference between the two places.
保罗奉献真理讲的不多,
so Paul does not mention offering quite a lot.
就是圣经里面六章、八章、十二章，罗马书的很重要的奉献真理。
So That's why chapter 6, chapter 8, chapter 12, and 14, a knowledge of offering.
奉献真理.
The truth of offering.
并不是重在我们要给神什么.
The important part is not what you can give.
好像神有缺少一样的,
because God does not lack.
我们要补满神的需要.
We're not trying to fill his needs.
不是这样.
Not that at all.
什么叫做奉献?
What does it mean to offer?
在神那里有太大的产业.
Because in God, there is this great
creation. 太丰富的生命.
His abundant life.
浩大的能力.
His great strength.
极丰盛的恩典.
And his rich salvation.
神巴不得要给神的百姓.
And God wants to give it all to his people.
奉献. 是我们蒙恩的道路。
To offer is the way you are blessed.
我们永远要记准了奉献, 不是我们要给神什么。
So remember that when you offer, it is not what you can give to God.
我们要从神那里要领受丰盛的恩典。
But it is the great grace and salvation that you get to receive.
基本的思想要准确了。
So make sure you know it clearly.
然后我们才能够讲奉献。
Then you get to understand what it means to offer.
好像奉献是我们给主了。
When you, if you think that offering is what you can give to God.
但是是主要给我们。
But understand it is what God has given you.
是最大蒙恩的道路。
This is the greatest way to bless you.
我以慈爱劝你们。
That by the mercy of God I urge you.
将身体献上。
To present your body.
当作活祭,
a living and holy sacrifice.
事实上保罗讲的实在好,
chapter 12 is great.
将身体献上,
present your bodies.
保罗用身体两次用了好极了,
he used the word body so wonderful.
我们这个人呢, 就在我们的身体里面,
all your life is in this body.
身体关于两面的,
your body has two sides.
在身体里面的,
what's outside of it?
身体外面的,
what's inside of it?
都属于这个身体的,
both have something to do with your body.
身体里面的,
what's inside of it?
我们的聪明,
your intelligence.
我们的才干,
your skill.
我们里面的思想,
your thoughts.
我们里面的一切,
everything that is in you.
身体来了, 都来了,
if the body comes, it comes with it.
身体外面的,
what's outside of your body?
外面挂上我们的产业,
maybe your physical inheritance.
我们的时间,
your time.
当身体来了,
when your body comes,
一切都来了,
those come with it too.
所以保罗说将身体献上,
so when Paul says, present your body,
我们这个人反正我里面的, 外面的都来了,
that means that inside of you, outside of you, all come together.
把身体献上,
present your body,
当作活祭,
a living and holy sacrifice.
那么走旧约的人呢,
for people who have studied the Old Testament,
整个旧约时代没有活祭了,
in the Old Testament, none of the sacrifice was living.
祭物一上祭坛一定是死祭, 没有活祭的,
and offerings, it's meant to be a dead body.
大的牛, 大的羊, 或者两只小的鸽子, 上祭坛了,
even whatever cattle, whatever stuff you bring to the altar,
都要被火焚烧,
are meant to be burned.
所以祭物结果什么呢?
So what are sacrifices?
这对我们的奉献关系很大,
so that's why you have to understand it.
结果两件事,
two things from this.
在人面前变了一堆灰烬了,
the sacrifice before man has now become dust.
在神面前就变成一个馨香之气,
but before God, now it becomes a good
馨香之气, 一直到至圣所,
a new essence that now flows inside the tabernacle.
那是神的食物,
that God food,
叫神都满足的,
so that God may be pleased.
奉献,
so to offer.
我们把里面外面都来了,
when you bring forth what in and out of,
当作活祭,
as a living sacrifice.
今天的祭物不像旧约了,
today our sacrifice is different from the Old Testament.
今天也有烈火焚烧,
even though today there's still a fire burning,
不是外面的火了,
but it is no longer the physical fire.
圣灵的火焚烧,
it is now the fire of the Holy Spirit.
每次我们在教会里面谈奉献的时候,
whenever you come to the church and we talk about offering,
我们看见圣灵降下来,
you see the Holy Spirit coming forth.
圣灵降下来焚烧所有的弟兄姊妹,
the Holy Spirit come forth to burn we, the offering.
不是旧约的火焰了,
no longer the fire from the Old Testament.
圣灵是谁?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
这我提过多少次了?
I think I've reminded you enough times.
大家都记着了吧?
I hope you remember. 圣灵就是主, the Holy Spirit is our Lord.
圣灵是复活的主,
the resurrected Lord.
基督复活了,
when Christ was exalted,
他打破了一切的限制,
he has now broken all the boundaries.
时间不能限制他,
time can no longer bound him.
空间不能限制他,
it cannot bound him.
任何的拦阻不能限制,
nothing can now bound the resurrected Christ.
今年我们在中国有点事啊,
this year, we have some trouble in China.
我去年就没有去成功,
because of that, I couldn't make it last year.
今年看样子好像也去不成功,
and looking like this year, I couldn't make it either.
他只能关注我外面的人,
yes, now my physical body is restricted. But yet they cannot bound the Christians within. The Christians within can never be bounded.
什么时候意义为哪呢?
Whenever time gets tough, then thanks the Lord, it is the time for greater revival. That's when time is
growing.
The children of God receive greater grace.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, as children of God, we are glorified. Because now we stand on a place that we would never lose. In our definitions, we would never lose.
永远得胜,
because we have the eternal
victory. 永远站在耶稣基督得胜的圣地,
we always stand on the victory of Christ.
你可以伤我的身体,
you can hurt my body.
你可以关我的身体,
you can put me in jail.
你关我,
if you put me in jail, I won.
你伤我,
if you kill me, I won even more.
弟兄姊妹,
wherever you are in the place of victory.
我常常说我们是个葡萄树啊,
I always said that we are this great vine.
主说我是真葡萄树啊,
the Lord said that I am the true vine.
你们是枝子,
you are the branches.
这个葡萄树太大了,
this vine is too great.
根在宝座,
the root is on the throne.
2000年一直往下生,
and in 2000 years it grows downward.
到今年升到21世纪了,
now the 21st century.
我们这群神的儿女活在地上,
and these generations, we are Christians in this world.
地上到处都有逼迫,
and even though we are surrounded by persecution,
世界上面没有逼迫地方不多,
in this world, there are few places that were not persecuted.
北美洲没有逼迫,
North America is pretty safe.
南美洲有逼迫,
but South America, not so much.
欧洲只有西欧没有逼迫,
Western Europe, safe.
东欧、南欧都有逼迫,
Eastern, Southern Europe, not so much.
其他地方是不要说了,
the rest of the world don't even count on it.
没有一个力量能够打败我们,
but yet, there's no power that can overtake us.
因为我们的元首耶稣基督是我们的根,
because our head, Jesus, is also our root.
教会的根在宝座,
the root of the church is on the throne.
除非你打败宝座上的主,
if you can never defeat the throne,
你永远不要想胜过教会,
then you do not have a chance to overcome the church.
教会这个枝子蔓延到21世纪了,
the church at the branch now has spread out for the 21st century.
最厉害的地方就是杀嘛,
now the worst persecution they can do is to kill us.
杀的人也不是那么多了,
but not that many people are killed nowadays.
罗马帝国的第一个遇见那个殉道,
when it started with the Roman empires, a lot of
Mormons,
at that time, the Christians at that time said that if one fall down,
站起来两个,
two rise up.
站起来永远比倒下去的多,
it's always more standing up than going down.
教会永远得胜,
so the church is always victorious.
有一次一个弟兄呢, 我插进去讲的,
let me tell you a story. There's a brother.
他是一个, 罗马的兵丁啊,
and the brother is a soldier in the Roman Empire.
那天呢, 他被派啊, 去看守那个湖啊,
and one day he was asked to go look over a pond.
湖结冰啊,
the pond was frozen.
哇,许多基督徒就脱光了衣服就放在冰湖上面,
and then they took a lot of Christians, took up their clothes and put them on this frozen lake.
这时候的办法来了,
and then they thought that was the way.
那个兵丁忽然他眼睛开了,
and all of a sudden the soldier, his eyes were open.
他发现天使都在天上歌唱啊,
and then he saw that the angels were singing in heaven.
40个冠冕为着40个殉道者,
and they have 40 crowns ready for the 40 mourners.
40世的冠冕, 为了40个殉道者,
they have 40 crowns prepared for these 40 mourners.
一直歌词不停,
and they could not stop singing.
他想为什么诗歌不停呢?
And then he thought, why would they not stop singing?
坐在脚旁边有一个弟兄,
and then next to him, a brother was trying to climb up.
那个兵对他说,
and then the soldier said,
弟兄啊, 你若听见我所听见的, 永远不会上来啊。
He said, if you could hear what I hear, then you probably don't even want to come out.
现在我跟你换位置了,
I would rather take your place now.
我下去了,
let me now go down into the
lake. 那个冠冕就等着我了,
I may receive my crown.
40冠冕为40个殉道者,
40 crowns prepared for the 40 mourners.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, today we don't have to worry about being persecuted. But what price can you pay for the Lord?
太小太小了,
very little.
就那么一点点代价呢，我们一定要得胜。
But I tell you that we will be victorious.
不然我们是见不了这些弟兄姊妹了。
Otherwise, how dare we stand in front of the brothers and sisters?
当作活祭。
To be a living sacrifice.
今天的祭物都是活祭。
Today, all the sacrifices are living sacrifices. Because the Holy Spirit burns with its fire.
为什么叫他们活祭?
Why are we called a living sacrifice?
站在耶稣的死地。
Because we stand on the ground of Christ's death.
天天活在人的中间。
And we live among it every day.
我们永远站在主的死地。
We always stand on the ground of Christ's death.
主让我们活着。
So that Christ let us live.
彰显主的丰盛生命。
To manifest his abundant life.
活出主的浩大的爱。
To reveal his great love.
教会就是彰显耶稣基督啊。
Church is the place to manifest Christ.
我用大慈悲劝你们。
With great mercy, I urge you.
把身体献上。
Present your body.
当作活祭。
A living sacrifice.
现在明白这一圣经意思了哈。
Now
当作活祭,
to be a living sacrifice.
是神所喜悦的。
Acceptable to God.
下面说要思想更新而变化。
Then he says that we'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
何为神善良可喜悦的旨意。
So that you may prove what is good and acceptable and
perfect. 不要去效法世界的样式。
But not be conformed to this world.
不要效法这个世界,
do not be conformed to this world.
要思想更新而变化,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect.
That
a lot of times, a lot of churches nowadays conform to the world. Now, when I was in Taiwan, I often reached out to other churches.
统工当中呢，我被请到外面去讲道机会最多了。
And among many coworkers, I was often invited to other churches.
这看教会的效法外面的世界的看多了。
So I've seen a lot of churches that conform to the world.
有时我进去呢。
Now one time I went to this church.
那弟兄师弟兄啊，入境问熟了。
And the brother said that, well, be accustomed to our habits.
我说你们熟，你们的风俗是什么？ 告诉我吗?
So I asked him, so what is your habit? What is your tradition?
你进去啊,是两次蜡烛引你进去的。
And then he said, so when you go in, two people will lead you.
你不能跑快哦。
But don't walk too fast.
到了讲台呢,讲到呢,
when you reach the podium,
下面弟兄姊妹先走,你是最后一个走的。 弟兄姊妹先走。
Oh, so that the brother after your sermon, brother and sister will lead first.
我们在二楼聚会,下了楼梯呢,
We are on the second floor and on the stairs.
那你要站下来，哦，你先走，牧师要先走，你先走。
And then the pastor would walk first.
弟兄姊妹都是跟着你后面走的。
You go first, and brothers and sisters follow you.
你下了楼梯就要站下来。
And after you finish the stairs, you stand there.
对每一个人都要拉手。
And then you have to shake hands with everybody.
对每一个人都要问安。
You have to greet everybody.
神祝福你。
And you have to say God bless you.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神爱你。
神祝福你, God bless you.
你不要漏掉一个,
you cannot miss one of them.
漏掉一个弟兄回去太受伤了,
if you miss one of them, that person could get hurt.
啊, 我就讲到了,
so after my sermon,
讲完到旁边有跟着我去听到的一些我们自己教会的人,
and then some, there are some brothers and sisters from my own church,
下去给我打招呼了,
and they wave at me.
我把我先走, 的声音根本忘掉
了。
我这就给他们打招呼了。
I started waving.
后面的人说：“师兄，快走，快走。”
And then after the sermon, they said, "Brother, see, go, go, go."
快走的楼梯要站下来了。
And then after the stairs, I stood there.
我觉得这个功课比我要讲到要难多了。
I said, "This is a lot more work than my sermon."
每一个拉拉手要给他们笑。
After shaking with everyone, smiled at everyone.
神祝福你。
Said God bless you.
我里头也没有什么祝福他的感觉。
But then inside of me, I didn't feel it at all. I said, "God loves you."
这个聚会下来啊。
And after the meeting,
我脸上的肉都笑僵了的。
I thought that my smile was numb.
我在第二次的我也不敢去了这个教会。
And I wouldn't want to go back to the same church.
不要效法世界的样子。
Not be conformed to this world.
我们尽量不效法世界的样子。
So do not be conformed. We as a church try not to conform.
是不是完全没有呢？
Now are we not at all conforming?
我也不敢说。
I wouldn't dare say that.
若是有人发现还有。
But if you think that there are places that we are.
快来告诉我们。
Please come tell us.
我们一定要改。
We will change.
不要效法世界的样子。
Do not be conformed to this world.
心思更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要知道神的善良和喜悦的旨意。
So that you may prove the will of God, which is good and acceptable.
神的和喜悦旨意是什么呢？
What is the will of God?
身体的侍奉。
The presenting of your body.
保罗讲到身体的侍奉。
Then Paul talked about how you offer your body.
这个身体是个奥秘啊。
Now I tell you that the body is a mystery.
我们的身体就是个奥秘。
I tell you that our own body is a mystery.
基督身体更是个奥秘。
Christ's body even bigger.
保罗就用我们的身体来比方基督的身体。
Then Paul then used our body to represent Christ's body.
就好像我们身体有鼻子、有眼睛、有耳朵、有口。
Just like our body, we have an eyes, we have mouth, nose.
每一个肢体的用处都不一样。
Each member has a different function.
但是每一个肢体必须活在身体的里面。
But all the different functions has to be a part of the body.
你把你我们生产肢体的最好看应该是眼睛。
And I think that out of all our features, eyes are the most beautiful.
有时一个弟兄啊。
Now, one time there's a brother.
结婚之前跟他的未婚妻好得不得了。
Before he was married, he treated his fiance.
结婚之后，弟兄们去看他呢。
And after they were married,
婚后差点太太回家了。
And the wife now went home.
他一个人呢，躺在地上，也不躺在床上。
And then super brother lied on the ground, not on the bed.
把枕头也丢在地上。
He would take his pillow.
大声叫太太回家了。
And then she would say, "Wife, go home."
那个弟兄说：“你高兴的这个样，你干什么结婚呢？”
And his brother basically said that, hey, if you don't love your wife, why did you get married?
我当初结婚啊。
And she said, I was married.
为他两只眼睛引诱的。
I was attracted by her eyes.
我觉得他两个眼睛特别好看的。
She has beautiful eyes, don't you?
所以我一定娶她。
So I married her.
结婚了，天天看就没什么好看的。
And then after I married her, I see her every day. She was not special.
就发现脾气了。
Then I see her temper.
那脾气不好啊。
She had a bad temper.
所以我接着她回家了，我大释放。
So then now that she has gone back to her home, I feel released.
我们不能这样，我自己是公主。
Don't be like that when you serve the Lord.
最怕的是调解人家家庭问题。
One thing that I don't like the most is to help other people in a family matter.
现在找我的人几乎没有了。
Now not that many people come to me anymore.
所以找我到家庭里面去是麻烦的。
Before, when they asked me to step into family matter, it was troublesome.
站在哪一面好。
I didn't know which side to take.
有一次啊，一个姊妹来，一个弟兄来，姊妹来找我。
One time, a brother and a sister came to me.
那个姊妹给我讲的话呀。
And the sister said this.
我觉得那个弟兄真可恶啊。
And she said that this brother is troublesome.
姊妹啊，你不要哭。那个弟兄来了，我好好教训他。
And then I told the sister, okay, let me go talk to the brother. I will let him know.
因为我们的姊妹给我诉苦嘛。
Because her sister is telling me.
一面哭着一面讲话嘛。
What is wrong? She was crying.
过会儿弟兄来了。
Then the brother came to me.
弟兄来，这个姊妹一下态度变了。
And then when the brother came, the sister changed their temper.
这是老虎了。
Now all of a sudden she became a tiger.
哦，那么凶啊。
She became fierce.
我在用手指着他弟兄的头上。
She was pointing at the
brother. 你敢来？
And she said, "How dare you?"
愿用脸到这里来。
How dare you come to brother C?
我的心啊，一下移到弟兄他们去了。
And then my heart now went to the brother.
哎呀，这样的姊妹可受不了。
And I said, "I understand why you can't stand her now."
现在比从前长进了。
Now I'm more mature.
家庭问题千万不要先站在哪一面。
I try not to take sides in family matter.
现在哪一面，你今天这个 这侍奉一定输
了。
两个人会吵架嘛，都有点问题的。
If the two of them argue, something is wrong.
站在主这一面。
So take on the Lord's side.
给他们主才行啊。
Bring the Lord to them.
啊，得着主才行啊。
When they receive the Lord, it will be fine.
清官难断家务事，你不要听他们的事情。
Even the smartest judge can never judge family matters.
我平时好两位姊妹来告诉我。
Then the sister came to me.
死弟兄啊，那个我们的弟兄啊，那天下最坏的弟兄了。
And she said that my husband is the worst of all.
有一个姊妹的给我讲啊。
Then the sister came to me.
他的弟兄也是个讲道人。
And then she said that my husband is a minister.
你的弟兄啊。
And but your brother.
在教会像天使。
He said that in the church he acts as an angel.
回家嘛就像魔鬼。
When he gets home, he becomes.
我姊妹啊，讲过了，讲过了。
这
个也像不了魔鬼了。
你
要 站在哪一面，今天输掉
了。
我们站在耶稣基督的实地，活出主的样式来，把主给人了，带着主去，不是哪一面对错的问题。
It is not which side is right or wrong, but bring the Lord to you.
效法身体的侍奉。
Transform and renew your mind.
不要效法这世界的样式。
Do not be conformed to this world.
身体上面各样的肢体用处都不一样。
And each member has different functions in your mind.
你们想想这个脸上肢体有没有一样用处一样的。
I tell you that just on your face, none of your features work the same.
看看呢，就有一个地方不大有用。
If you see, there's a place that looks useless.
是人眼睛上面的眉毛。
Maybe that's your eyelashes.
这个做眼睛的就是很委屈啊。
And then the eyes would think like this.
你这个眉毛什么用啊？
The eyes would think that what is the use of the
eyelashes? 一天都在我上面。
Oh, every day you're trying to cover me.
这叫人不服气的。
How dare you?
你都把眉毛剃掉试试看。
Like if you try to shave your eyelash.
不要说奇怪难，样子奇怪。
Not only you would look funny.
有一次我在读高中的时候啊。
When I was in high school.
一个同学来上课啊。
A friend.
我就看今天的脸怎么那么奇怪啊。
I look at his face and I thought he looked funny.
这一看哦，把两条眉毛剃掉了。
And then it turned out that his eyelash.
我就看什么把眉毛剃掉了。
And then I asked him, why did you shave off?
他的眉毛太淡了，剃掉让它长粗一点。
And then he thought that because I wanted to grow again.
我弟兄眉毛再剃还是一样的，不会粗的。
I said, brother, you're dumb.
可剃掉眉毛太难看了。
Don't shave your
眉毛剃掉了，所有的汗水都流到眼睛里去了。
If you shave your eyebrow, then your sweat will go into your eyes.
下雨天，所有雨水都流到眼睛里去了。
When it rains, then it will rain into your eyes.
眉毛是大的保护啊。
So that's why your eyebrow is.
我们身体里面的肢体没有一样没有用的。
I tell you that in your body, none of your features is useless.
我从前一个同工姊妹。
Sister, a coworker.
那是他我得罪过的最好的同工姊妹。
The best coworker I've ever had.
他没有信主的时候呢。
Before she believed in the Lord.
生四个儿子，每个儿子从小就把他盲肠下去割掉，把盲肠。
Her four sons, she would make them take off their appendix.
他免盲肠也没有用，将来生盲肠也麻烦。所以剩下的马上割掉。
She thought that the appendix is useless, so cut it off.
到后来才读到科学家的话呀，盲肠有用。
And then later on, some scientists discovered that your appendix is useful.
他的儿子盲肠都已经没有了。
But all her sons now don't have it no more.
我们绝对相信生下自己没有一个没有用的。
I tell you, the belief that all your body parts are useful.
肢体不能单独存在的。
None of the members can exist by itself.
每一个肢体必须要活在身体里面。
All the members must be a part of the body.
才能发挥功用。
So that it can function.
才能得到保护。
So that it can protect one another.
所有肢体联络的那么好。
When all the members are connected correctly.
所以有一次，我常常提起侯小姐，那真是个认识主的姊妹啊。
I often mention Sister Ho.
那那里来一个大的传道人呢
？A minister came to visit.
他讲的道呢，弟兄姊妹都跟。
And then he would say something, all the brothers and sisters would follow him.
他就是一个口号。
And he has one slogan.
一个口号，一个步伐。
And then he said that we all walk in one step.
一个脚步,
we all take the same step.
教会都要合一,
so that the church can be unified.
他说，下面他就到我们教会来了。
And then he came to our church.
后要的就说啊,
and then Sister Ho said to him,
我是有点畏难，因为跟那里讲道的人是我的长辈。
And then the preacher, who was the famous person, was my elder.
不管他们两个中间的事,
so then I couldn't get into this argument.
后要的会讲话, 他说你, 你看见走路没有啊?
Sister Ho asked him, have you seen people walk? When God prepared us to walk,
一个手往前,
you see that when people walk, one hand go forward, another hand go back.
一个脚往前, 一个脚往后,
your left hand go forward, your right hand go back.
这样的人才走路了,
that's how you walk.
一个口号, 一个步伐,
you hold your body back, go forward, how do you walk?
四个脚一起往前走, 那这个小兔子这样走路的,
only a rabbit would have all four legs going forward.
我们人不是这样走路的,
people do not walk like that.
他的话都对,
and she's right.
但我这里来讲讲，我有点畏难，就是了。
But then it was hard for me because the two sides.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的肢体
brothers and sisters, all our members,
都要在身体里面牵着的功用。
They all work in a body.
我们的身体的奇妙的意义在哪里啊？
And why is a body one?
各种肢体不一样。
Because even though the members are different,
运用的时候那样的合一呢？
Yet when they work, they work together.
彼此帮助。
They would help one another.
彼此保护。
They would protect one another.
身体发挥奇妙的功用。
And then your body works.
所以弟兄姊妹都要去寻求你们的主面前有什么功用。
So brothers and sisters, you have to go seek what is your function.
你是一个肢体就一定要有用。
If you're a member, then you have a function.
我从前在上海。
Before when I was in Shanghai.
上海教会大复兴啊。
Great revival in the church.
李宗盛弟兄自己带领上海教会。
Brother Ni is the leader, was the church in
Shanghai. 那个时候大家有问题聚会啊。
There are times that we would have questions in our meetings.
其实那个时候的教会复兴就是问题聚会里面引起来的。
In fact, the church revival came from that those questions.
你一定让大家都回去。
And Brother C asked us to all go
back. 好好去追问我这个肢体的用处在哪里。
Brother Lee asked us to all go back to think of and found your function. Then they all came back.
有一个姓宣的弟兄，宣传的宣。
And then Brother Xuan.
那个宣弟兄嘛，站起来讲话了。
Brother Xuan stood up and he said,
他讲的是也很可怜的。
And he said that I'm pitiful.
他说我回去问主了。
He said I went back and asked the Lord,
我的用处是什么？
What is my function?
主说你什么用都没有。
And the Lord said, no, you useless.
你就好像脚跟上的厚皮。
You are just like the scab on your toe.
一点用都没有。
Completely useless.
我在那里听啊。
And then I heard it.
我是不大相信主跟他这样讲话。
And then I wouldn't believe the Lord would say that.
就是脚跟，他说的是脚跟的厚皮。
Why would the Lord call him step off his feet?
你一定要听完了,
and then Brother Lee heard it.
你一定回答问题啊,
and then he responded wonderfully.
他没有说他乱讲,
he didn't say that that brother was just saying
that.
Thank the Lord that you are the step off the feet. Don't you know that we, as human, we put all our
horses
on the feet?
If
the skin of the feet is as thin as my face, then you wouldn't be able to
walk.
You can't even stand.
感谢主, so
thank the Lord that you are the thick skin of the feet. Because of you, we can walk.
我们靠着你走路,
because of you, we can now walk. How great was Brother Ni's answer?
弟兄姊妹，每一个肢体都有用处。
Brothers and sisters, all members have
a function.
So let all members go find your
function. 都要发挥自己的用处。
And go be useful.
教会要复兴了。
Then the church will be by.
我就看见很没有用的弟兄们。
Even I see some brothers that look useful.
在教会里都有大用处。
Yes, they become very useful.
我在台南教会服侍过六年。
I spent 6 years in Tainan.
引起了台南复兴的。
And then I brought the revival of that church.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他每一个主日啊, 在门口扫地。
And every Lord's Day, he would clean up the floor.
那扫地能够扫出什么大事情来的？
Now, someone who cleans up the floor, what great thing could he do?
那他扫出大事情来了。
But I tell you, he did great things.
每次扫地。
Every time when he cleans up the floor, he would pray. Then all the places that I've mopped, the before the ones who step over it be enlightened.
走过的人就遇见主。
All who pass by it get to meet the Lord.
主听了祷告人。
And the Lord hears his prayer.
有一次有高中的学生去找大车经过的。
And one time there was a high school student riding his bike.
从来没有听过福音了。Someone
who has never heard the gospel.
因为力量把他一下抓下来了。
All of a sudden when he passed by, he was taken by the power.
躺在地上就大叫啊。
And he was lying on the ground, he was yelling.
我是个罪人啊。
He started yelling, I'm a sinner.
他真是遇见主了。
He met the Lord. He saw his sins.
弟兄们一看见这个人遇见主了。
The brother saw him meeting the Lord.
把他扶进来，才把福音讲给他听了，他没听过福音的。
Took him into the church and preached the gospel to him.
他得救了。
And he was saved.
我们的弟兄扫地扫出这样的结果来。
The brother who mops the floor brings that much power.
比我讲道要值钱多了呀。
Even more powerful than my sermon.
弟兄姊妹，每一个肢体都要有用。
So brothers and sisters, all members have his function.
今天回去答应我这件事，好不好？
So promise me this one.
啊，回去都要祷告，好不好？
When you go back, pray.
我这肢体的用处是什么？
Ask for your function.
我在教会里要尽我的功用。
In this church, be of your function.
你真的找不到功用吗？请问负责的有吗？
If you cannot find your function, go talk to your and older brother. Ask any of the co-workers.
你们要告诉我的用处是什么呀？
And then tell me what your function is.
每一个神的儿女都有用。
Each child has a function.
基督的身体更是这样。
And that's the same as Christ.
没有一个肢体没有用处的。
One member of it is
useless. 所有的肢体彼此联络。
And when all the members are connected.
我们彼此联络做肢体。
When we all connected as a body.
活在圣经的里面。
And we get to live in this body.
这叫做身体的侍奉。
And that's the service of the body.
保罗这里说看自己啊，合乎中道。
And then he said that I looked at myself.
不要把自己看大了。
Don't look at yourself higher than who you are.
也不要把自己看小了。
But then don't belittle yourself.
弟兄姊妹的难处呢，看自己没有用。
Brothers and sisters, if you thought yourself was useless,
在教会里面不仅共用。
Then you would not exercise your
每一个肢体必定有用。
I tell you, each member has his function.
但是我们都回去祷告。
If you all go back and pray for it,
我们神的儿女都投入侍奉。
Then you now get to serve.
教会要复兴了。
Then your church revives.
很快不是那么点人聚会了。
Then we will have a lot more than just this member.
教会真是要复兴了。
I tell you, the church will revive.
教会复兴第一件事情在福音上写出来了。
And then when the church is revived, you can see by its first sign, the gospel is preached.
我常常觉得我们几个教会啊，在福音上面都不行了。
A lot of times I look at our few churches, we're not preaching the gospel.
真是没有负担就对人了。
Why are we not sharing the burden to save the sinners?
不像我们从前的教会里面的情形了。
It's not like the churches that I was at before.
教会要复兴。
When the church is revived,
肢体都有用。
Members who serve each
function. 第一件事，福音改变了。
The first thing they do is they preach the gospel.
大家都有负担，就带罪人进来了。
We are now all sharing the burden.
带罪人得救了。
To save the sinner.
教会就满了生气了。
So that the church is now light.
我们都在基督身体里面彼此联络做肢体。
So as members, be connected to one another.
不要看得合乎中道。
So that you not look at yourself higher than who you are. Don't look at yourself highly than you are.
But
also, don't belittle yourself. To be in the middle.
发挥这个肢体的用处,
so that you may exercise your function.
基督身体的侍奉,
the body of Christ.
下面就讲那些身体侍奉的学习。
Then he talks about the different services.
有一次我去 一个弟兄请我吃饭。
One time, a brother asked me to come have dinner.
我去吃饭了。
So I went.
他只预备一道菜。
And he only has one dish.
只有一道菜嘛，也很少。
And just a little food.
这个情形本身很少。
Very little food. That was not
much. 根本也没有什么，我也没有感觉，就一道菜嘛。
But then I didn't pay much attention.
那实际上，我请你吃饭只有一道菜。
He said, Brother Xia, I asked you to come for dinner, one dish.
这是根据圣经,
that's according to the Bible.
把我吓一跳, 还根据圣经了,
I was shocked. Where is the Bible?
根据罗马十二章啊,
he said, look at Romans chapter 12.
可要一位宽待。
I don't know where. I did not talk about dishes at all.
我说这一位不是一道菜了。
I said, that's not what chapter role.
是因为是这样看待了。You
said that you have to treat your brother nicely.
他真的读准了圣经了，因为看待。
And then he was reading the Chinese character literally.
也很好了，能够遵守圣经就很好。
It was funny. He was trying to follow the word literally.
那弟兄姐妹守圣经守起来的，有一件事情，哎呀，真的很奇怪了。
Brothers and sisters, be careful when
you.
So our brother asked me to be dinner.
这次有饼，有条鱼。
One time he only has bread and fish.
他又有圣经根据了。He
said this is according to the Bible.
这个主耶稣请门徒吃饭呢。
This is what Christ served in the Bible.
有鱼有饼啊。
Bread and fish.
是我今天就自预备的鱼和饼啊。So
that's why today I prepare for you bread and fish.
我只是你忘记有预备炭火了。那一天还有炭火了。
He also used fire to bring up the bread.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要。
根据圣经，肯定要一定判断。You have to treat your brother kindly.
圣徒缺乏要帮助。If
someone lacks help,
患难中要忍耐。And
then doing tribulations,
persevere。必被你们的要祝福。And
also who is persecuted,
只可以祝福，不能咒诅。Only
blessed and not cursed.
这是基督身体的生活。That's
the body of Christ.
我每年都去中国大陆的时候。
Every year when I go to China,
真是喜欢到中国大陆去,
I love going to China.
看见弟兄姊妹的处境, 病真是不容易啊,
I see the tribulations of brothers and sisters over there.
有时一个弟兄说一个人逼迫太厉害了,
one time there was a brother, he was so persecuted.
哎呀, 对我抱怨呢,
and he came complaining.
又真的要咒住那个逼迫他的人,
he said, I would curse that person who persecuted me.
我的弟兄啊,
and I said, brother,
逼迫你的人,
the one who cursed
you. 你要想到他要下地狱的。
Understand that his destiny is
going to hell. 你要到主那里去的。
You are destined to go to the Lord.
你是主的儿女啊。
You are children of God.
所以你不要埋怨的。
So do not complain.
要怜悯他的。
But have mercy on
that person. 他今天所以逼迫你。
Today he persecutes you.
因为他不认识主。
Because he doesn't know the Lord.
他也没有主。
He does not have the Lord.
就是这样。
Just like that.
感谢主,
so thank the Lord.
有一次我进去呢,
one time I was there.
中国一个比较高级的官员啊,
and I met a high official.
他不晓得我是个传道人,
and he didn't know I was
a minister.
And then when he talked to my minister, he was going at it.
他以为我是美国回去的工程师啊,
he just thought I was an American engineer.
我跟他讲, 我的长官呢,
and then I said, high official.
你们有一些人实在不好。
One thing you're not doing right.
为什么你们不喜欢教会呢?
Why don't you like the church?
为什么你们要讨厌基督徒呢?
Why would you hate Christians?
那么恨基督徒呢?
Why would you hate Christians?
没有道理。
It makes no sense.
你们这样恨基督徒。
How you hate the Christians?
你们的年号又用主后。
But still, you call your year AD.
那他会不会讲话了?
And then he said,
我们从来不用主后。
He said, I never used the word AD.
那你们用什么?
And I said,
我们用公元。
We still use BC? Oh no, before AD, VNAD.
AD 是主后。
Right, so they use BC.
公元叫什么? 公元英文叫什么? 公元英文有话了。 我们叫公元不叫主后。
So nonetheless, we don't use AD.
我先生,你没有读过书。
Then I said, sir, do you
know? 公元这个东西哪里来的?
Where did AD comes from?
公元就是主后。
AD means after the
Lord. 你们的公元怎么和主后年日一模一样的呢?
Whatever you're saying, you're also proclaiming
Christ. 又反对主。
So you want to persecute Christ.
又用主后。
But at the same time, you still use Christ.
你们仍旧在主的权下。
Are still living under the sovereignty of the Lord.
好好服下来了。
So why don't you bow down?
弟兄姊妹们，我们做见证。
Brothers and sisters, as testimonies.
神的儿女看见神的儿女真是可爱的。
Children of God, we see each other beautiful.
这两去年没有去，真的想念他们的。
Last year I couldn't make it, I missed them a lot.
昨天我想我应该给他们打电话。
Yesterday, I thought I should give them a call. To greet them and ask them how they are.
我打电话的时间，他们应该在早上八点。
So the time I call is their morning.
为广东打了个电话。
I call Guangdong.
给上海打了个电话。
And then I call Shanghai.
给浙江打了个电话。
And then I call 浙江。
都打不通。
None of them was connected.
Operator 都告诉我一句话。
And And the operator said this.
Later, call later.
He said, call again later.
我要你们早晨发点什么还要 later.
He said, it's your 8 a.m. Why do I need to call later?
因为大陆事情发生了，我就不知道他们一件什么事。
Maybe something took place and I don't know what happened.
今天下午回去我还要打电话。
So I would call them again today.
再多找几个例子试试看。
I would try to call a few more people.
都打不通。
I couldn't reach any of them.
那真是有问题了。
Something must have gone
wrong. 所以我们一直要为着弟兄姊妹祷告啊。
Pray for your brother and sister.
我们仍旧是一个主，一个身体啊。
That it is this one body and one Lord.
我们在身体里面侍奉。
We serve in the body.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Be devoted.
要心里火热。
And also fervent in spirit.
常常服侍主。
Serving the Lord.
我们最重要的心里火热。
Most importantly, be fervent in spirit.
今天我本来给你们讲身体的事，讲了很好的信息。
Today, we talked about the service of the body.
讲完了，讲得不好。 但你们还在听进去。
But I hope that you understand what you heard.
我们都是身体上的一个肢体。
We are all members of the same body.
在身体里活着。
So live in this body.
我们在发挥我们的用处。
Exercise your function.
我们每一个人都需要身体的保护。
And all of us needs to be protected by one another.
在基督身体里面。
And in the body of Christ.
发挥我们的功用。
Functions.
教会复兴要来到了。
So then the church can be
defined. 这个诗歌很好，去做工，去做工。
It's a great song. It says, to the work, to the work.
我们再来唱。
Let us sing it again.